Yay. Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Tonight, Dana Rodriguez is joined by The Chronicle's Leah Garchick and teacher Lori Fisher.
Gotta be this or that.
And here's your host, moderator, bon vivant, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We certainly appreciate you spending the next hour with us, if that's your intent anyway. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we're welcoming your participation. That's very, very important. I am back from a trip from London and has gone for a couple of weeks. I'd like to first, a little bit of old business, thank Lori Fisher, who happens to be here tonight, did a fine job. Along with Kira Pace and, of course, Josh Cosman and Eric Barilla and Kira Pace again. So they everything was very well covered while I was gone. Nobody tried to take over anything, and I'm back. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed those shows. Oh, and thank you for those who emailed me about the Christmas music show that I did. I appreciate that. I appreciate your comments very much, and I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly enjoyed doing it. And maybe we can do it again a little closer than Christmas. So we'll see. Anyway, thanks for those comments. So as I said before, Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we'll be wanting your participation. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So it's your only duty, responsibility, however you want to put it, just to call in and try to participate with a question or answer. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Jerry's going to be off for probably a couple months. He's got a project he's working on, so we'll be covering it with different things, different people. So Lori was kind enough to come in and fill in for Jerry tonight. So, but hopefully he'll be back and when he has the chance. So we'll do our best without him here. So again, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together in one word, at yahoo.com. Mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. We don't read them during the show, but they all get read. So also, if you'd like to hear the show online, and I even did that in London, and that was at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And a podcast of this show should be available soon after our show tonight. Also at kalw.org and iTunes and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then we'll get into the questions. And here's the first. Lori Fisher is proud, really proud, to be finally sitting here in the studio in his first endowed chair, the Jerry Nachman Barca Lounger. He wishes Jerry well and hopes to maintain the upkeep on the chair, living up to Jerry's wit, erudition, and occasional outrage. More than occasional outrage.
Yeah, I want to be moderate on that. I can't channel his full outrage,
no.
His occasional outrage, yes. But it's good. And Leah Garchick is a veteran of several art fairs this weekend. And by this point, if the Mona Lisa rang her doorbell, she wouldn't offer her a cup of coffee.
Did you buy anything?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It's pretty, very strict.
I did. I bought a pair of socks from Creative Growth, which is a studio in Oakland that that gives art opportunities to people with disabilities.
Oh, okay.
And so they had socks made with a pattern that one of their artists created.
So these are artful socks.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Better than the Mona Lisa. Yeah.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is back from his preemptive apology tour to London. As an American, he felt a combination of sympathy and pity for our political plight.
Yes. Believe me, it was all over.
Were the apologies well accepted?
By me. you never know what's going to happen in the next year or two or three or four. All right. All that being said, we will start with Lori Fisher.
Well, this question is in Jerry's honor and spirit. He'd probably know it pretty easily. There was an article this morning about the money people made investing in Jersey Boys, which turned out to be the 12th longest running show in Broadway history, which shocked me. So my question leads to this. What are the three top running shows in Broadway history? Musicals, and I also am interested in the three dramatic plays, straight plays, the three top running ones. These are the original.
You mean the longest running ones?
Longest running.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. In addition, I want to know the oldest musical on the list and the only one in the top 10 that premiered after the year 2000. So the top three musicals, the top three straight plays, as they're called, and then the oldest one on the list and the only one in the top 10 after 2000.
Well, didn't Jersey Boys premiere after 2000?
Yeah, but it's 12th, so
it's
it didn't
12th.
Make the
okay.
top 10.
All right.
Is one of the top three Fiddler on the Roof?
It's not.
Well, it must be Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera is number one, kind of by far, yeah. with 12,000 performances. So
All
give
right.
yourself a bell on that.
Is that still going?
I don't know if it's on Broadway anymore. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Playing at high schools all around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phantom's number one.
And Chorus Line or Rent?
Chorus Line and Rent are in the top 25, not in the top three.
Okay. All right. Oh, Phantom is still on. Oh, David says Phantom.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
And then we're looking for the three top straight plays and then an old one and a newer one.
Okay. All right. Straight.
Straight. So I don't know why they call them that, but it's without music.
Life with Father still on that list?
Number one. Oh. 1939.
Wow.
Interesting. Right. And it's number 17 on the all-time list.
Okay.
So you got the top ones, which is Phantom of the Opera and Life with Father. We'll fill in the list with either Leah or other callers.
All right. And Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Oh, great. What is the greatest disaster of modern times? That took the most lives.
Could you clarify natural disaster or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to clarify modern times? Is this in the last 100 years?
Let's say in the last 1,000 years.
Oh.
Or last, modern times.
I consider modern times my lifetime, so that might be able to. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Let's say since 1500.
Is it a plague or a disease?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Because the flu.
And I'm sorry, did you say natural disaster or just disaster?
Natural disaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, plague is a good. The Black Death.
Actually, I don't. Let's say since 1600. I'm not sure.
She's cut off 600 years so far.
Right. I don't know what the statistics.
Maybe if you had invited the Mona Lisa into your house,
right.
You could talk to her.
She would have known. Since 1600.
So this is because the flu knocked out millions of people.
Yeah. Was this over a sustained period of time?
Like, it's not a disease, though, I said. What?
Like, for instance, if I said when the Krakatoa blew up and... the volcano Krakatoa. Would that be?
That's not right.
That's not right. Okay.
But was it one event that everybody died within a short amount of time?
Yes.
Okay. That kind of thing.
Oh. Well, is it a Chinese earthquake by any chance?
No.
All right. Okay.
How long were the last days of Pompeii?
Yeah, no, that's beyond her time frame.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, that's right. Something more modern.
All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
The greatest disaster with the largest loss of life in modern times.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from Hayward.
Hi, Garrett.
I got a couple questions.
All right.
My first one is, what comedian was better known for specials had a dramatic anthology series that aired for four seasons?
What comedian who was better known for his specials had a dramatic anthology that ran for four seasons on TV?
Four seasons, yeah.
Oh, didn't Bob Hope have a...
Yeah.
The Chrysler Theater or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Although he occasionally appeared at one, appeared in dramatic presentations, mostly comedy.
Okay, all right.
This is my second question. What American composer was the first to buy a Hammond organ?
What American composer was the first to buy a Hammond organ? Electric organ. Yeah. That's an electric organ.
Yeah.
Is this, what sort of composer? Is this a classical composer?
Well, it's a classical composer, but he also did musicals.
How about Gershwin?
Yes, give yourself a vote.
Oh, good for you. Good job.
That's a good hint.
Yeah. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do a couple questions here. Well, since I've been doing so much traveling lately, I have a couple sort of traveling-related questions. What is the longest nonstop scheduled flight in the world ends in San Francisco? Where does it begin?
So this is the most in hours in the air?
Yeah, it is the most in distance.
In distance.
The longest nonstop scheduled flight in the world ends in San Francisco. Where does it begin?
Melbourne, Australia.
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's a perfectly good guess.
Yeah. Well, I think it's reasonable.
Moscow?
No.
Oh.
It is not. I should just clarify just very briefly. It's a 15-hour flight. So it's not the longest flight in terms of the time. It's the longest flight in terms of distance because they take a slightly different – they don't take the polar route. So but this is – it's the longest flight in terms of distance.
How about New Delhi?
I'm going to accept that because it's Delhi, but it's all good right, enough.
Old Delhi.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, that is correct.
All right.
So they just started. Air India just started this in the last 6 months or something.
It's
like
15
that.
Hours nonstop?
It's 15 hours nonstop. Whoa. It's 9,408 miles.
Whoa.
So it's the longest nonstop scheduled flight in the world. Okay. Following up on that, after this particular flight, what are the five longest nonstop flights in the world? One of them is San Francisco's is the anchor on one of them. But so from where to where?
Oh.
What are the five longest nonstop flights in the world?
Have we mentioned any of the cities so far? In the Melbourne, Moscow?
No. Okay. No Melbourne, no Moscow.
What's the southern converse among ourselves. All right, southernmost city in South America is
at the base of Chile.
Yeah, you mean like Santiago? Well, that's sort of the northern
Montevideo?
Chile. No, there's no South America on any of these. Just to let you know, so that you can leave that off.
Okay, so these are all nonstop. Right. So is at least one of them how about someplace from Auckland, New Zealand?
Yeah, I was going to say New Zealand.
Yes, Auckland is one.
And it goes to?
And it goes to, it does not go to the United States.
Okay.
Auckland, New Zealand is one.
It goes to London? No, that's not far enough. No. It's farther than that.
No, it's not as far as that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, again, what are the five longest nonstop flights in the world? Auckland, New Zealand is the beginning of one. And so where does that go?
Is it Europe?
It is not Europe.
No.
Right. No. Okay. I'll give you one more question. So since I've been doing all this traveling lately, I've noticed a lot of passports, you know, because you go through security, everybody shows their passport, they have to do it ad nauseum.
And you're that guy who looks over people's shoulders at the passports.
I am, because I'm interested in where they come from and where they're,
tipping
off the potential TSA, potential terrorists. Yeah. So there's I looked at they have pictures on the internet, of course, where they have pictures of everything. Of all the passport covers from the various countries. And there's only one passport cover that is a copy of that country's flag.
Ooh. Oh.
It's a very well-known country.
And a well-known flag. Huh?
And it's a well-known flag as well. So there's only one passport cover that is a copy of that country's flag.
So we're just making... Is there anything in the answer that makes sense other than that's the answer? I don't know what that could be.
Ooh, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's the background is red. Okay.
That's a good hint. Russia.
No.
Okay.
Japan.
No. Although red is one of the most common colors for passports. I should also say that. Or burgundy is
I don't think it's China.
It's not China.
You would have noticed that. All right. Is it a smallish country?
Turkey.
No. No. Okay.
Well, let's leave it out
there. Okay. All right. So once more, there's only one passport cover that is a copy of its country's flag.
Yeah.
Let them look it up.
So what is that? And the numbers to join us is our area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in Carnero.
Hey, Big Radul.
So I'd called in asking questions about the cast of movie series before. So
it's fine with me.
Okay.
Dean is excited.
I wasn't gonna wait for Jerry, who I know doesn't like these. But anyway, I've got a choice of two that ran from the 30s and the 40s. So the choices are the Andy Hardy series and Blondie.
Okay. I'm probably a little better at Andy Hardy than I am at Blondie. I never cared for those Blondie movies very much. I never liked Andy Hardy that much either, but those are more common.
Okay. Well, and it's obvious who started with Andy Hardy is...
Mickey Rooney. And
Judy Garland.
Louis Stone played his father. Faye Holden played his mother. Is that right?
Yes.
Then he had a sister. What was her name? I forgot.
Polly Benedict.
Polly Benedict, that was Judy Garland.
No.
No. Oh, he had a... Yeah, he had a girlfriend.
Polly Benedict, but it...
Oh, Ann Rutherford.
Right. And then the sister, Marion Hardy.
Oh, what was her name? I can't think of that actress's name. Anyway, who else were you looking for?
Aunt Millie Forrest.
Sarah Hayden.
Great. So you just, Marion Hardy, the sister, is the only one you don't have.
What's her name, yeah.
This actress was in 12 of the 16 movies. If, I don't know.
There were 16 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should give yourself at least a couple of bells.
Yeah, I'll get one bell.
And welcome to him.
Yeah. That's what Jerry would have said. What?
It was Cecilia Parker.
Cecilia Parker, I'm sorry.
Could I ask one other question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick one. So I have five names, and I'd like you to tell me what they have in common.
All right.
Walter Wanger, Danny Trejo, Robert Mitchum, Leo Gordon, Paul Kelly.
They were all in jail. They were all sent to jail. Wanger was a producer, pretty important producer, and of course Mitchum. Something to do with him shooting his wife's.
I thought he went. It wasn't
girlfriend.
It was marijuana.
Yeah, Mitchum went to jail for pot, and then Kelly was manslaughter, I think. And
right.
Then Leo Gordon, I'm not sure. I don't know what that.
I think
it was
armed robbery.
Armed robbery.
What about Danny Trejo?
He's the hard time critic.
He looks like a tough guy.
Yes,
yeah.
And I can't tell you what it was for, but I know he was in like San Quentin or something, wasn't he?
Well, Leo Gordon was in San Quentin. Danny Trejo, I'm not sure where he was, but I believe it was for drug offenses.
Yeah.
And then Robert Mitchum.
For marijuana, yeah.
Yeah. It's not for the marijuana. There's another one that he was sentenced to, I don't know if it's very long term, to a chain gang in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
For vagrancy.
And then Wanger was, he shot his wife's, somebody who he thought his wife was having an affair with, something like that.
Yeah, no, that's, and according to IMDb, he caught them in the act and shot himself. Oh. Not that makes it right, but
All right.
That's all I got.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is Teacher Emeritus, Lori Fisher from Davao Valley College. From the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And please feel free to join us at area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. Well, and then another thing ripped from the news this week that President Obama gave Joe Biden the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And then I thought I should know more than I do about it. So I looked it up. It was started in 1963 by John Kennedy. So I was going to ask, who are the first winners? The list in the varieties, quite a lot. There's architecture, business, law. But in the way that I curiously look at words, he gave three people the award for literature, and their last names all began with W, as did the one person he gave for being an artist. So in 1963, the first writers and artists, their last names, they're all well known, began with W.
Question.
Yeah, thank you. And so
should say that about any of mine. All right. W. So w. All their last names began with
all
W.
Their last names, yeah. Not everybody who got the award.
So one artist
and three writers.
I think William Wordsworth was dead by that time.
Herman Wu?
Not Herman Wu.
Oh, that's that's interesting. Guess.
Yeah, it's right in that wheelhouse. Yeah, and not Wordsworth. Another.
Not Wordsworth.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think so. He came later.
Jerome Weidman?
No. Not a good guess. Yeah.
Oscar Wilde was dead too.
Yes.
W. Are any of them? Okay. When you say writers, were they poets or just writers?
Well, if the choice is poets and everything else, they're everything else. I think one of them wrote some poetry, but they're mostly everything else.
W. Okay. I have to mold that
they're
over.
Interesting
All right.
choices.
Okay.
And one's an artist, as in the paint sculpting kind of artist way. So
and but that's not a W.
No, that is a W. They're all
and they're
W's.
All men.
Oh, they're all W's.
Big surprise. They're all white men, yes.
Not beautiful women.
They might have hung out with beautiful
All right,
women,
okay.
These guys.
All right.
It wasn't that nobody was a newspaper writer, was it?
You know, they're not famous for being newspaper writers. One is famous for writing his pieces in magazines, but I would say he's not a journalist. That's a big hint. Anyway, so the question is, in 1963, John F. Kennedy started the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the first year there were quite a few awards given out in literature and writing. I think the category is called writing and an art. All the winners were men whose last names began with W, by coincidence, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Interesting. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good.
So, Dana, welcome back, first of all.
Thank you.
For a while. Okay, so I have one of the holidays, spirit, although it's beyond the holiday. Liqueurs. I will give you the name of the liqueur, and all of them are made out of fruits or nuts or herbs or roses, whatever. Amaretto. What is the base of amaretto?
Almonds.
Of course. Very good. Very good. How about Grand Marnier?
Oranges.
Orange. Ooh,
very good.
Got
you
this.
Guys are pretty good. How about Irish mist?
Mint.
No.
Irish mist?
That one
is
tricky, actually, because it definitely have cream, but that's something else that you don't think of.
Ooh, I can't stand
it. I thought it was minty, too.
Yeah.
I'll just answer because I have another question.
How about mist?
Honey. Oh, honey.
All right.
Honey.
All right.
Honey.
Okay.
Okay. The last one, liqueurs, is Galliano, the Italian one, that funny looking bottle.
How about Anisette?
Very good. Yeah. Yes. Anise. Very good. Anise. Anise. You guys are very good.
Yeah.
Second question, this biblical figure, literal name in Arabic and Hebrew, mean the messenger of God.
Wait a minute, isn't that... wait a minute, oh, no. Okay, for some reason I want to say Muhammad, but it's not...
No. This actually is totally mentioned hundreds of times in the Old Testament, New Testament, and the Quran. So it is mentioned...
You're looking for a name?
The name literally means, translated, the messenger of God.
Is this any way... this sounds familiar to me... related to a political group?
No. It is all from the beginning.
Okay.
All the way from Abraham time to Muhammad time.
All right.
He is the one who brought the Quran to Muhammad. He is the one who brought the Isaac baby to Sarah. And the one who brought, he is the one who brought God's will to Maryam or Mary. It's very easy, guys. You should know.
Not the one that brought the Chinese food to me.
About
messenger of God.
Elijah.
For Mary, he said, I'm here to give you a baby, you know, be the leader of the world, blah, blah, blah. And said, God, help me. Who are you?
That was an angel who said.
Yeah, but that's what I said.
One of the angels.
Laurie said Elijah.
No. It was more, much more famous than that.
More famous than
more famous. In Arabic, by the way, in Arabic, the beginning of the word is exactly bring, and Hebrew as well.
So famous that none of us know it.
Famous. Gabriel?
Of course.
Oh, there you go.
Very good.
Okay, well, that takes us to Gib.
Veers into the New Testament.
And El. So what
those years
God?
Of Sunday school.
No, it's beautiful, you know, but this is really beautiful history, and you can also put a lot of insight about religion itself. Yes. What is El? Gib, real. Gib means bring. El. What is El? What is El?
Temple. Manual.
No. You see, in the ancient world, it was a sin to pronounce God's name. So they always referred to him as the, T-H-E, El, which is in Hebrew and Arabic, El. As in Spanish, too. As
yeah, that's true. In Spanish, it means that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, this was the word Allah comes
El Cid,
from.
The Cid.
Yeah, it is El means, you know, the
Cid,
one
I call
you cannot...
Yeah.
One second. The one you cannot pronounce his name. The unnamed one. Because if it's a sin, really, God have no name. His real name was El.
Yeah.
And also, the second name he had was Amen or Amun, which the ancient Egyptian called him, but also there's not a name. There's just been the hidden one, the one you cannot see. Beautiful history.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Bye-bye.
Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect.
Oh, good. Great good guess.
And not correct.
Not correct.
No, he's not the architect.
Theodore White.
All
not
good
Theodore. Not Theodore White, but that's really close. Yeah.
Oh.
So someone named White, what other author?
Oh, E.B. White?
E.B. White. Very good. Give yourself a bell. That's one of the writers.
Wow,
wrote for The New Yorker. She wrote came many up of his pieces. Okay, so two more authors and one artist.
E.B. White.
Oh,
E.B. White.
Artist, right. Yeah. I had an architect in mind.
All right, wait a minute.
Okay.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. I did not mention that we are on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hi there. I wanted to make a guess on two of the... biggest life-costing disasters and first I want to make a correction. There is not a correction, but an addendum to the gentleman that called talking about Walter Wanger going to jail.
Right.
His wife was Joan Bennett that he shot her lover.
Thank you.
Just to let you know
good
that.
Scandal.
Right.
Big scandal.
Yeah.
The two... natural disasters, I'm going to guess, is one of them the earthquake in China in 1976 that killed upward of 300,000 people?
No.
The other one that I'm thinking is the earthquake and tidal wave that hit the Southeast Asia
yes.
coast.
That's the one I have, but it says here that 227,898 people died in that. So if you're sure that there are how many did you say?
And is it 300,000?
As I remember, it was upwards of 300,000 people.
Oh, well, then maybe this is wrong, or maybe modern times.
What year was that?
I can't remember 76. Where. I wrote this question down so long ago that I can't quite remember.
Leah, do you have the year of the...
And of course...
Oh, I know. It was David Thompson's book on TV. That was my source. No, I can't tell you what modern times. Let's say you're right. So I retract my bell. Give it to you.
All
right, thanks. That's what I got.
All right, thank you very much. Let's see. I forgot whose turn it was. Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. There are five basic types of cake.
That's the question?
Yep. Yeah. What are they?
Layer.
No.
Oh.
You mean when you say
it has to do with the ingredients, with how they're made.
Oh.
The ingredients, let's say.
So if I said funnel cake, well, that wouldn't count. All right. Ingredients. Mm-hmm.
So like if it's I'm trying to get like a ganache, is that a kind of cake?
No, that's a kind of frosting anyway, or filling.
All right.
No. It's not a kind of cake.
So it's, this is not based on like I said, chocolate cake. That wouldn't be
a sheet cake wouldn't.
That's a shape, and chocolate cake is a flavor.
And this is an ingredient thing.
It's about ingredients.
So if I said with flour, would I get any credit on that?
No.
Okay. What if I said
they
vegan cake?
Flour. No, they all have flour.
Have flour. So they have something, flour plus this.
Vegan doesn't have to do with it either.
All right.
There's something, we're missing something. I'm missing something in the concept.
I've never made a cake.
You've eaten cake, though, right?
Many times.
It's a birthday, isn't one of them.
Well,
probably.
I've never watched an Andy Hardy movie, so we're even.
I feel my loss is more acute than yours. But
so okay. would a cheesecake count, or is that, that's a cake?
No, it is a cake, but these are all cakes with flour.
Based
and
on ingredients.
All
right. Okay.
It is a kind. Then
so something to add to the flour in cake one that isn't in cake two, and it's not eggs is probably not the answer either, or butter.
Huh. All right. Would you repeat the question, please?
Five basic types of cake. What are they?
All right.
If I said pound cake, would I get it? Nope, I'm still not. I don't.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm asking this question tonight because you're here, Leah. This is from Bon Appetit magazine, and they asked their readers, in their opinion, what are the well, actually, there's more than eight, but I'm just going to ask for eight. What are the eight most common cooking mistakes that people make in the kitchen? So Bon Appetit magazine asked their readers, what are the eight most common cooking mistakes? I'm not talking about burning the toast. I'm talking about you're making a meal, okay? So what are the eight most common...
You don't mean like not measuring correctly or something?
No, that could be one. That could be one.
Is it one?
So what... It is not. So what are the eight most common cooking mistakes that people make when preparing a meal?
They don't time things correctly, so the roast doesn't come out with the beans. Not at all.
Not quite. No,
is that
I can't kinda, quite
is that,
give you...
Yeah,
you're
that
sort, that's,
right?
sort of,
okay.
that's sort of right. the general idea.
Right. They think people like liver.
Yeah. Nobody likes liver.
I'm not sure anybody makes that mistake anymore.
All right. So in preparing a meal in the kitchen, what are the eight most common cooking mistakes people generally make, according to Bon Appetit magazine?
All right.
I see. Well, they don't consider a variety of
I should say that I've made every single one of these mistakes when I've cooked at some point.
So would undercooking or overcooking be in there?
Let me
As
see.
As one, two, or none? People do that
no,
a lot.
No, neither one, actually. Really? Not undercooking or overcooking.
Because people do that.
I've done number one so many times. So many times.
It's the number one on the list you've done many times?
Yeah, and it was by far the number one in terms of what people wrote in about. Or
cooking mistake when they're entertaining, right?
No, when you're preparing a meal in the kitchen. You don't have to be entertaining.
Okay.
So according to Bon Appetit magazine, what are the eight most common cooking mistakes people make in the kitchen when they're preparing a meal?
They don't preheat the oven correctly.
No.
They don't. They leave chunks of eggshell in the eggs.
No, this it hasn't
in the cake. That's one kind of cake.
It's not really food specific in terms of a particular food. It's more like technique,
like a preparation.
Yes. Or
they don't. They beat things too much.
No.
Beat things too smoothly. That's a very common mistake. It ruins a cake.
Oh.
You're still on the cake.
You're still on
the cake. I'm still on
cake. How about they don't chop. They don't show the proper chopping technique. This is a big issue for me.
No.
Things are chopped in too big a chunks.
In other words, you're just lazy about it.
No, I'm the other way. I like it. I like a good mince.
Okay. But no, that's not either.
Right. Boy, we're feeling
that,
on the cakes and
know, most all these things are very totally common, well, and you'll recognize them all.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten close to any of them.
No, not yet.
Anything to do with temperature in any way?
Hot,
cold, icy,
no,
defrosting. You don't defrost the chicken on time.
They let their socks fall into the pan.
No, no, not yet.
I do that, but it's not common.
All right. And since we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat anything that hasn't been answered yet.
All right. So I have asked the question about the longest running plays on Broadway, musical, and Dana got Phantom of the Opera. I'm looking for the top three. Straight plays, you got Life with Father. I'm looking for the next two. The oldest one on the list and the highest one on the list in the top 10 that was produced for the first time after the year 2000. I also have the first Presidential Medal of Freedom that was given out by John F. Kennedy in writing and in art. They were given to people whose last name begins with W. We have E.B. White, and we're looking for the other three names.
Mm. Well,
Derek Walcott is black.
Too early, I think.
Yeah.
Too early. He would be later. He might have gotten one, but not on the original list.
He might have, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Leah, what do you have?
Anything? Five types of cake. Oh. Five basic types of cake, according to the...
And this is not about shape.
...encyclopedia of cookery. No.
Okay. It's not necessarily...
About ingredients.
Like layer cake isn't
no.
in there either.
Right.
And pound cake. Okay. We've eliminated quite a few. Cake
and
with eggshells still in them is one of them.
The longest nonstop flight in the world we established, it was from Delhi to SFO in terms of distance. So what are the next five longest nonstop flights? I think Lori came up with Auckland, New Zealand as the beginning of one, but where does it go to? So what are the other longest nonstop flights in that list? And according to Bon Appetit magazine, the readers of Bon Appetit magazine, what are the eight most common mistakes people make in cooking, preparing a meal? Okay, so what are those? And I have done every single one of these at some point. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eric in San Francisco.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah, the nonstop flights, is there a nonstop flight between San Francisco and Johannesburg?
The Johannesburg is one of them, but not San Francisco. That's not the other place.
Oh, okay. Dubai, San Francisco?
There is Dubai. That is also one of them, but not San Francisco, no.
Houston, Sydney?
Sydney is one of them. You're not going to...
Half of
I'm going to give that to you. You know what? I'm going to give you the Houston-Sydney because it's Dallas-Sydney, and that's close
enough. Oh, okay. Great.
Good enough.
And the passport, is that the Swiss flag?
It is Swiss, yes. Oh. Switzerland. The cover of the Swiss passport is their flag with a little with that small white cross on it. Yes, very good.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. All right, bye-bye. Good. And I forgot to repeat that question anyway. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello? Sorry, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay, so first, for the common mistakes, maybe they don't stir the ingredients enough or something?
No, can't do that.
Yeah, okay. I don't cook, so I don't have a chance here. For the Medal of Freedom, how about Tennessee Williams?
Great guess. But
I'd like to see.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
But that wasn't it. Yeah, great guess.
This is probably wrong. Excuse me. This is probably wrong too. But how about for one of the longest running plays, maybe Our Town. Our Town.
No, surprisingly, Our Town isn't even in the top eight straight plays, as they call them, dramatic plays.
It's Cats.
Cats
in the musical.
Close. Yeah, it's fourth. It's very close. Oh. Yeah, just behind the two we're looking for. It's a great guess.
Okay, well,
keep going.
Those are all my answers. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
My Fair Lady.
No, surprisingly. Low on the list.
How about Tobacco Road or AB's Irish Rose?
That's it. Those are numbers 2 and 3.
All right.
From 1933 and 1927, which is the oldest one. So those are the three top dramatic plays. Life with Father, Tobacco Road, I think AB or Abby?
AB's Irish
Rose. Yeah, Irish Rose. Yeah. Jerry's probably seen them all.
Yeah.
I think Jerry reviewed them when they came out.
Edmund Wilson?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, that's really
good.
That was the one I thought no one would get.
Good,
Wilson, and it's kind of a strange choice, kind of scholarly writer. Okay, so we're looking for one more writer with a W who's better known than Edmund Wilson, I think, and a painter, very well known painter.
All right, and it's your turn, Lori.
Okay. Well, like it or not, the inauguration is this week. I'm not asking about this one. I'm asking about other ones. Only one president was not sworn in on a Bible. I don't know the reasons not. Two inaugurations had poets One's really well-known. The other was less well-known to me, and I want to know the first inauguration that was on the radio, broadcast live on the radio.
There have to be three if there's one not well-known, because there are two really well-known ones, Maya Angelou and Robert Frost.
Yeah, but that's the right answer. Bill Clinton had two different poets, and the other poet was Miller Williams. So it was Kennedy had Frost, and Bill Clinton had Maya Angelou. Okay, so we're looking for...
Other part of that question.
So it's who was not sworn in on a Bible, which was the first broadcast, first inauguration broadcast on the radio, which was the first photographed, and, since you got it so quickly, which was the first one filmed. These are presidential inaugurations.
The one not sworn in on the Bible, that rings a kind of a bell with me. It wasn't Lincoln by any chance.
It wasn't.
Or Thomas Jefferson?
Not Jefferson and not Lincoln.
Is it a more modern president? Would you
more
say?
Modern than those two, after Lincoln. That's as close as I'll give you.
Not sworn on a Bible. Yeah. Was there a specific reason that you found
I read it two different places, and they didn't say the reason, so I don't know if they didn't find the Bible or this president chose not to.
Is this because the president was sworn in hastily?
No. I think this was a regular, so it wasn't somebody like Johnson or... anybody like that.
All right. I'm sorry, what was the other part?
So, and then which, Leah got the inaugurations that had poets. I'm looking for the first one on the radio, the first one photographed, and the first one filmed, like movie film.
Was the first one on the radio Calvin Coolidge?
Yes, very good.
1925?
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice.
Okay.
So, who wasn't sworn in on a Bible? First photograph, first filmed with a movie.
First photograph, I think, I think this is in the paper very recently, was Lincoln in 1861. Is that? They came up with a photograph of Lincoln being sworn in 1861.
That's not one I have.
And is it before that?
I'm going to say this is after, but close. But I may be wrong on my presidential
order. Unless you have 1864.
I didn't put down the years. I just put down the president.
Well, I know they have a photograph of Lincoln being sworn in.
Who was just before Lincoln?
James Buchanan.
That's who it was.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
So we're still looking for no Bible and which one was filmed.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom at Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'll guess Washington for the Bible one.
No, he was sworn in on a Bible.
Ah, okay. How about, is angel food a type of a cake?
Well, it's a type of cake. I don't know if that's...
Angel food?
You know what? Yes, that is a type of cake. Yes.
So that's one of the answers?
And here's why, because maybe that will help people, because it has only egg whites and no shortening.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Right, and yeah, all the rise comes from the egg whites. Yeah. Musicals, how about Les Mis?
No, Les Mis is fifth on the list, not in the top three. We're circling around two and three. We have one, four, and five.
Medal of Freedom, how about Andrew Wyeth?
That's correct.
Oh,
he's the artist that was
on. That makes perfect sense for Kennedy. I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah. So we now have E.B. White, Edmund Wilson, and Andrew Wyeth. We're looking for the third author.
The guy who had his theory, my father always used to quote, was called Momism. Was it Philip Wiley?
No.
No.
Oh,
no,
you mean the Generation of Vipers guy?
What was his name?
Philip Wiley.
Yeah.
You're right.
Not Philip Wiley.
Because that's the right timing.
Yeah, yeah.
This person's better known than Philip, at least to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carl. Didn't mean to.
How about William Carlos Williams?
Oh.
Oh, good
such
guess.
Such a good guess.
Good
and
guess.
Really deserving, but not the right answer.
And he's got a couple of W's.
Excellent guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice figure. All right.
Yeah. It's the right time.
Longest non-stop. Is it Auckland to L.A.?
No, much further than that, actually. It's yeah.
How about Toronto to Dubai?
No, you know what? I'm gonna, since you mentioned Dubai, I'm gonna give that to you. It's Auckland to Dubai.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I'll give you that credit for that.
And that's all I have. I had a question which I asked about presidents and presidential candidates a while back, which I don't think was answered.
Okay.
Was the only president confirmed to have a tattoo?
Oh.
And the most recent major party presidential candidate with a tattoo?
Well,
this came up. Did you call with this one before?
And we didn't
answer? Yeah.
I did, but yeah, we didn't.
And the tattoo was a surprise, I think. wasn't it?
I don't know why I'm going to guess McCain, because he was the major party nominee and he was in the military, and a lot of people in the military get at least a little tattoos.
Right, yeah. No, it's not McCain.
It's not McCain. Okay.
No.
Was this somebody who won the president, won the election, or just ran?
There's two different people. There's one person who actually became president, and he's the only one. There's some that have been rumored to have tattoos, but he's the only one that...
Was this person in the military? Tattoos. Were they?
He was, but it is not military related.
Oh. It's not George H.W. Bush, is it?
No.
Okay. But it's not military related.
And the other one is which recent candidate?
The other one, the most recent major party candidate.
No.
And that is also not militarily related.
Yeah, Sarah Palin has had a bear on her backside.
How about John Kerry?
She's a tramp stamp.
How about Kerry for the candidate? Oh, but that's military, too.
Yeah.
Give us a little more of a hint. I wish I could take this further, but...
Yeah, do you know what the tattoo's of?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've seen photographic evidence, huh?
I haven't, but apparently it's known, I guess. It was like an identifying body mark, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's the family crest.
Oh. So this person is...
just tattooed on the chest.
So this person...
On the chest?
Yeah, that was the president. Yeah. Not a big, not like a huge, you know...
So somebody whose family had
career
a crest.
Type of thing.
Which president would have had a family crest?
FDR, yeah. Maybe.
FDR?
Close. You're getting close.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt, that's correct.
Well, he's the type that might have gotten a tattoo. All right.
Yeah.
So he's the president with a tattoo, and now we need a major party candidate.
Yeah, how? Give us the time frame for this. It's kind of
This is before the 70s.
Schultz has a tattoo.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not Barbara Jordan, huh?
No. Before the 70s. Barry Goldwater, no?
Barry Goldwater.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's the type,
what
I guess.
What did he have?
Kind of a,
what was his tattoo?
Kind of like an Indian symbol tattooed on his left hand. It was four dots and a crescent half moon.
Oh, on his hand. Yeah. That's interesting.
For
okay.
a society that he was involved with, the Native Americans.
So. Oh. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
My inauguration.
Okay. What food from the Stone Age was found in Swiss, preserved, was found in the homes of Swiss lake dwellers?
Not Cheetos.
No.
Well, honey is a
Stone Age food.
Is this a food that has more than one ingredient to it?
Yeah, but yeah.
Not the angel food cake.
No.
I'm trying to put all the questions. We have three food questions.
I know. Yeah. I'm not getting any food questions.
Okay. Stone Age food with multiple ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Is it food that's still eaten today?
Yep.
Would it be in the porridge stew category?
Nope.
Okay. They found it frozen?
Preserved.
Heated up in the microwave?
Yeah. Is there salt in this food?
Probably.
What's the preservative? That's what I ask. Okay. All right. Get that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Dana. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is Janusz from the Richmond.
Okay.
Quick attempt in the cake department. Anybody mention sponge cake?
Yeah, that's one. And right. And what is the difference between sponge cake and angel food cake?
Well, sponge cakes have no fat or baking powder.
That's the same as angel food?
Anyway, that's what I was told. I can eat any quantity of it because it has no fat.
That's what they told you.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good story.
The question about the Richmond... not to mention the Ukraine, which is now Ukraine, and the Gambia, where they have a strange presidential thing going on. What are the two countries, other than the Gambia, that take a definite article.
The Netherlands?
Here's the thing. the CIA World Factbook, my Bible, says there are only three. There are other sources which throw in anything with plural, and the Netherlands is one of them. So I don't know.
I guess you could say the Soviet Union, too. Let's see.
The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Could you restate the question?
All right.
I got lost.
Other than the Gambia, which two countries, according to the CIA, take a definite article?
Ukraine.
Well, he said that.
That's gone.
That's fine.
Because we don't have...
Oh, right.
What parts of the world are we talking about here? In other words, general area of the world?
Well,
El Salvador.
And the,
that's good. I like that.
Who said what?
El Salvador.
That should count.
That's very good. Apparently the CIA didn't
like that.
But
I like that.
We're talking about the L. That we have a recurring thing. But that's not one of them, right? That's another third one, fourth one.
No. There are two outstanding.
With the word.
One is obvious. The other one is kind of not. Give up?
Is one of them an island group?
It's the Seychelles?
Yes, the Seychelles.
The Seychelles are not according to the CIA, but...
The Maldives.
The Farallons. The Farallons are part of Argentina. Who won that war?
I don't know.
That's the Bahamas.
The Bahamas, all right.
Okay. What's the remaining country, big country, that takes definitely the article?
Mm-hmm. Big country.
Big country.
In Asia?
The Canada.
Not the China. It's the Philippines.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, check with the CIA.
All right, I will.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. And, all right, let me see if I have something short here. Okay, I'm going to name several ships. And I want you to tell me, they all belong in one well-known literary achievement. So what is that?
So they're in the same literary work?
Yes, they are.
Is that what you mean by that?
Yes. All right. The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, and the Carnatic. These are all ships, and they all appear in one book. The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, and the Carnatic.
The Encyclopedia of Ships.
Nope. It's a fictional book. Work of fiction. The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, and the Carnatic. They all appear in the same book.
Hawaii.
No, it's a decent guess. No, not the Hawaii.
Are there other... ships in this book?
No. I mean, these are all the ones that...
These are the main ones.
The main ones, yes.
I was thinking of Mutiny on the Bounty, and you left off the Bounty.
The Henrietta, the General Grant, the Mongolia, the Rangoon, and the Carnatic.
2 years before the mast.
No.
How about that?
Nope. All right, think it over.
It's a work of fiction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Okay. 2 years before the mast. Mine is a work of fiction. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that 2 years before the mast is.
That and it's was been factual. Made into a movie a couple of times.
All right.
At least once. And let's go to a call.
That's a good question.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is James in the Mission.
Hi, James.
I have a question about the cooking. The eight mistakes people make.
Yes.
Would it be confusing, like tablespoon with teaspoon, or so? More about measuring?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks.
I think I've done that too, but no.
So, how about over spicing something?
Yes. Over seasoning is
over seasoning.
Yes,
that's the first one we've gotten, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, you should have.
We and
should
then notice. What's the reverse of that?
Under season.
That is also one.
Okay. Oh, that's
so miss season.
Boring mistakes.
Well, the under seasoning is pretty.
Yes, but they're all quite important in their own way. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eddie on Russian Hill.
Hi, Eddie.
Liver lover.
All right. Liver lover, okay.
Come to Leah's house for dinner.
You can have mine.
And
you can
I
have
had
all of
over-spicing
mine.
And under-spicing until about 30 seconds.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I'll give you a bell.
You must have others then.
Yes.
I also wanted to check out, how about substituting the wrong thing, like cornstarch for... flour or something.
You're right, kind of on the fringe. So I'm there's one that it's a little bit like that, where you use the wrong cooking oil. So I'm gonna I'll give that to you.
Wrong oil.
You're being generous.
I am being generous.
It's like cornstarch.
How about
that? Was a pity, favorite? Bill.
It was. I heard it. Tears were there. How about my favorite fruit cake?
Yeah, that's one right.
Wonderful.
Man, so we've established you like liver and fruitcake.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Can have all of mine.
The only person on earth.
I think you said for the W's that they're all men.
I did.
But I want to guess Eudora Welty anyway.
Well, it's not correct, but it's a wonderful, it's a well-deserved.
She's a wonderful
guess.
Writer.
Yeah.
Yes, and then she was around that time. So.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. I love the program.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. And
so we still don't get cheesecake, huh?
Isn't there Irving Wallace?
Yeah. Irving Wallace was kind of
he doesn't seem like the Kennedy type of...
No, this
but
is...
But if he gave enough to the campaign, he might have qualified for...
Yeah, if he'd gotten West Virginia for them, maybe.
No, this person is mainstream, taught in schools. I taught this person's work.
Really?
And when I taught high school, yeah. You've all read something by this person, not recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And next call. Sorry. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carla from Oakland.
Hi, Carla.
Dana, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Lori, I'm a colleague from DVC.
Oh. Well, hi. See, you don't think of me as emeritus, right? Like Dana does.
No.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
So did somebody get the passport question?
Yes, it was the question was only passport cover that is a copy of the nation's flag, and it was Switzerland.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Canada, but anyway, you know, oh, Canada, they're so so patriotic. I have a guess on the cake thing.
Yeah.
Somebody got the angel food, except
right.
I believe angel food is in the foam cake category.
Foam
cakes?
Wow.
I don't know that term.
Because like jelly roll types of cakes can actually have some egg yolk in them.
Wow.
But it's a way you beat air into the batter.
So
but,
much more sophisticated
well,
than I.
Well, it's egg whites.
Right.
It's egg whites.
Yes. Egg white. But anyway, the other kind of cake would be maybe a butter cake.
Yes, that's right.
Oh.
Butter
and
cake is what most cakes that we know.
Right.
All the cakes you mentioned.
Isn't a pound cake
layer,
like a butter cake?
Yeah, a pound cake is a kind of butter cake.
Right. But how about, a flourless cake? Like a chocolate decadence cake.
A tort.
Right. That's not...
Like a tort.
Wasn't in this list from the encyclopedia, but there's still one outstanding. So let's just go... Angel food has no shortening and
right.
only egg whites. Sponge cake... has whole eggs.
Right.
Right? Fruit cakes are, we know what fruit cakes are. And then a butter cake, that's exactly the right term. That's the cakes as we know them. There's one more.
Okay, well, I think I have to stop here.
Okay.
All right. We're almost out of time anyway. Thank
Thanks,
you very
Carla.
Much.
Okay, welcome.
All right, I'm afraid we have to clean up now. Lori, what do we have?
All right, we have the only president not sworn in on a Bible was Teddy Roosevelt, and the first film president was McKinley. The writer that we didn't get was Thornton Wilder.
Okay?
That was the W
right.
writer.
Okay.
And then we have the question from the Broadway plays, which are, I'll come back to that in 1 second. Yeah, go ahead, and I'll come back.
Meanwhile, I'm going to say chiffon cake, which is made with vegetable oil.
Oh,
shortly.
All right, okay.
And the food found in Switzerland was bread.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get in. Chicago and The Lion King were the two plays we missed. Mamma Mia was the only one after 2000, and the oldest was Oklahoma.
Okay. The longest flights in the world, nonstop, Dallas to Sydney, San Francisco to Singapore, Johannesburg to Atlanta, Abu Dhabi to LAX. The Bon Appetit, the mistakes people make, this is the one I make all the time, not reading the entire recipe. I read the first paragraph and I say, okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Let the meat sit after you cook for 5 minutes. Taste as you are cooking. too much food in the pan. You try to cook too much in a pan at one time. And you try to save a bad dish by putting in more stuff. Those are the things. And then we got the over-seasoning and under-seasoning. Anyway, if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, Lori Fisher, Professor Emeritus, and, of course, Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. My name is Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David Latulipe. And thanks to you for taking the time to tune in out there. We appreciate that very much. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
Thanks also to Steve Wilcott for handling the phones tonight. KLW is a media sponsor for the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, which invites you to a conversation with three of Silicon Valley's top venture capitalists, David Hornick from August Capital, Amy Arrett from Madison Reed, and Hunter Walk of Homebrew, who will reveal how their world works, what makes a successful pitch, and what's hot and what's not. Monday, January 30th at 7 p.m. Information at jccsf.org/arts. 2 hours of new and classical music next. It's Revolutions Per Minute with Sarah Cahill, followed by slow music for fast times. Music from the hearts of space. All ahead on 91.7 KALW San Francisco.